Okay, now is the time I want to invite to this microphone to come and bring the word of God, Evangelist Noel. Praise the Lord. Can you welcome her to the microphone? Amen. Come on, give it to her. Amen. You know you're going to be blessed today. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I greet you all this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus. And I appreciate all of you in the house. Sister Mercedes, the word of God says that for promotion doesn't come from east or west, but it comes from the Lord. So we honor Lord, the Lord this morning that he has found one worthy in our midst of a promotion. And the Spirit of the Lord abide with you and accompany you, even as you go. The first thing that happens in a human life is that when the Lord gives it to you, you see it. Amen. So now that you have seen it and you've seen yourself in Chicago, that was the decision point. God bless you. Amen. I'm born again this morning. Jesus Christ is Lord in my life. I am so glad because of the things that the Lord has done for me. I bless the Lord because he's able to raise a man and make him into who you see in yourself today. If you count from where you're coming with the Lord up to the point where you are, you would be able to count your blessings one by one. Amen. Sister Catherine sings, count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. The Lord surprises me every day. And therefore, I am so grateful in the presence of the Lord this morning, even for allowing us in his presence again that we may share the word of truth. I thank the Lord. I want to draw you back to the basics of the word of God today. I know you've heard these things that I'm going to talk about over and over again. But it comes to a point in our life when we need to draw back to our basics. When we need to go step by step and hear it all over again and affirm ourselves and make a step forward. Move from where we are to the next step. Pastor had announced just before my dad passed on that I was going to teach on the seed. And then when my father rested, I kind of stopped on it. But I bless the Lord because the revelation that I had that time has been renewed. Amen. And things have gone on and things have moved on. And now I know that unless a seed dies, it abideth alone. Amen. Amen. But once that seed has died, it has the power of multiplication. Once it traces, it's not alone anymore. And it has the power to move on and to grow on. Amen. So I bless the Lord. The teacher that I was, praise the Lord, starts to emerge at times like this. And therefore, now that we need to be learning, I will believe the Lord this morning to help me to take you step by step in the things that we need to learn. We need to know what is a seed. What is the seed of God? What is the plan of God in his seed? What are the characteristics of the seed of God? What is our position as the seed of God in Christ in this time? What are our responsibilities? What are we required to do? What are you going to be doing, or what have you been doing in your life that aligns you with the word of God and makes you into who you are? Or what are you going to be doing in the future that paves the way for you? Amen? I have realized that there are things that we do in our lives that position us into where we are. Like, for example, if somebody wants to become a nurse, you go into a nursing program. You do the prerequisites that, you know, that are in line with the nursing program that you want to do. You want to become a social worker, you do the prerequisites that align you with that. Amen. You want to abide in the kingdom of God, you're a son of God, there are things that you will do as a son of God. There is some careless talk that you will not be involved in. There is some cursing, that sure thing you would want to bring out of your mouth, but you know from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Yes. Amen. So there are so many things that you will not align yourself with. There are so many things you'll not be involved in when you have positioned yourself in the kingdom of God. When you know who you are in Christ Jesus, there are things you will say no to and move from them and not feel guilty and not even give apologies. Amen? We are living in a world in America, everybody wants to say, excuse me. Everybody wants to say, by the way, you know how I'm so used to telling people sorry. I understand. Now I'm starting to realize we don't say sorry, Brother Julius, all the time. Because times you may not have said anything, but somebody coming as much as 1 meter near you is enough for you to say, excuse me. Because everybody is looking for personal space. Amen? How much personal space do we have in the kingdom of God? And how much personal space are we allowing ourselves into? Amen. The seed of God. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Let us go there. Now that today we are learning. And Sister Purity, now that this is a class, you need to expect a question. It would come anytime. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters, the face of the waters. And God said, praise the Lord. That is where the beginning of the seed of God starts. God said, the original seed was with God. The original seed is the word of God. The unadulterated word of God is what brought everything into being. I was sharing with some people the other day, and I was telling them, I am amazed at the things that God does every day. Just by walking outside your house in the morning or walking outside the apartment and just looking at the vast, that is enough to set you worshiping the Lord that day. Just by seeing the green trees, seeing the grass, seeing the knowledge that God has given man, even to build the houses today, even being able to get out of your house and put a car on. Amen? There are so many things that's allowed us that are blessings to us that if you count them every day and if you look at them every day, you will not be the fool of tears that you have planned to be in. Amen? And everybody will be wondering, by what power does this woman smile all the time? Or what makes her so joyous? What makes you so happy, Brother Munene? What gives you that infectious smile that everybody looking at you will be wondering, why? What does she smile about all the time? It's because I'm amazed at the things that the Lord has done in my life. And let me tell you, the gospel reaches a point where it's not a mass idea. It is a personal idea. It is by the way you live it that you make a difference and impact the people who live around you. Amen? Amen. It is by virtue of who you are. Let me tell you, Christianity is not by a baptism name. I love my name, Noel. It's glad tidings. But let me tell you, that name has a power that accompanies it. Has a power to impact other people. That when the name Noel is mentioned, people look at me in a certain way. That way that when Brother Wilson is mentioned, when you call his phone, he says hallelujah. Everybody who calls his phone, hallelujah. So if your phone links to a point of leaving a message, he will say hallelujah. Everybody looking at him from work will say hallelujah. Amen? And Brother Julius will be there telling you, be encouraged in the Lord. And every time he stands in front here and says, be encouraged in the Lord and have the power to move on. There are those small little things that you may think are small, but which impact other people's lives. By the way, it is very important that you keep reading Brother Julius' articles. Let me tell you, those articles are so powerful. Amen? By the way, Brother Julius, where are we going to find those articles? You write the articles, you publish them. Where do you publish them? I have deliberately made a decision to follow Brother Julius' articles as he writes them. Those words of wisdom that he writes, he may not know how much they bless me. But they will give you a daily encouragement. There are those things as a mother that when the kids think about you, they will remember the things that you have said unto them. That is all in line with the word of God. As we progress, we will see how you changed in Christ Jesus. And having stopped being the son of Adam with the Adamic seed in you, you have become a person with a difference now. And when the things that you say come forth, as you speak from the abundance of your heart, those words are accompanied with such power that they are meant to go forth and change things. I love what my sister says, that everything that we speak is either gathering with Christ or scattering with the devil. That's why we become careful about our words. In the beginning, God created the world, and the world was without form or void. And the Lord stood there and said, let there be. That was the first seed. And from that, everything that the Lord spoke into being that time has continued according to the principles of the seed to multiply. As we go along, we will be looking at the principles of the seed. And let me tell you, there is nothing that is able to keep its identity apart from an original seed. An original seed is the only one that will produce and yield after its own kind. We had some oranges that my dad had planted called Washington Navo. Washington Navo oranges are oranges that are grafted between a lemon and an orange. They don't have the power to reproduce. Amen. In the word of God, the only position that's going to leave you sure and certain is by abiding in this word of God, without changing it, without adding to it, without subtracting from it. If you abide by it and you do not graft it, you will be able to have a power that brings multiplicity in your life and identifies you with an original identity. Amen. So the Lord spoke, and what he said, God manifested. In the book of John chapter 1 and verse 14, somebody get there with me. And somebody else be on Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. The book of John chapter 1 verse 14. Who is there first? Read it for me. After the Lord had spoken in the beginning, and man fell, and man became sinful, the Lord made a purpose to redeem man. Praise the Lord. I thank God because of the way he has worked through generations. By the way, I am so grateful I'm here preaching today. Yesterday, as everyone, or as some people were waiting for the world to come to an end, I was busy adorning myself because I was like, well, after everybody has gone, I need to stay beautiful. I mean, I need to be good. Because after they have all gone, I may have all these companies to take unto myself. So what harm does it do to me? Let me tell you, you need to know the word of God. You need to position yourself in the word of God. And that way you are not going to be affected. There was one small nation that the Lord selected called this the nation of Can. The nation that knew things beforehand. But unless you stay in the Lord and abide in the Lord, you're not going to belong to that nation at this time. If the Lord has said he will give me long life until I have had enough, excuse me. I'm not going in a hurry. Why do you want me out of here? I tell my kids all the time, hold on a minute. I'm not in a hurry. I'm here for a long time. Because the Bible tells me in the book of Psalms chapter 91 that I will give you long life until you have had enough. So when I will have had enough, Kevin will be able to ask you, Mom, have you had enough? And it will be, son, I'm getting ready to go. So prepare yourself. Amen. And let me tell you, having worked in the medical field for the last 7 years, there is one thing I have known beyond any doubt, that the resting of a righteous man and the resting of a sinful man are as different as heaven and earth. Them who are in the Lord are able to tell when the times have come. Them who have dwelt in Christ, them who have walked with the Lord, are able to call their people together and tell them, you know what, we need to have a dinner together. And that becomes a last dinner. Amen. And those who have not known the Lord will still be angry and ugly and cursing and blaspheming up to the last day. They need some Xanax and some whatever, all those medications that they are given. Sister Veronica, you have watched them. But blessed be the name of the Lord, because if you abide in the Lord, like Brother Julius stood here one time and talked about one person whose face he was surprised to see after the person had rested. There are some faces you don't want to be making. But I want to be that peaceful woman that when you come to see me, you will say, glory be to the name of the Lord. She has gone to rest with the Lord. Because for them who are in Christ Jesus, we are not going to die. We shall rest. We shall sleep in the Lord. Amen. And in the word of God, when Jesus came, and the word of God had become the right of man. Because in the salvation plan of God, he slew his lamb from that foundation time. And planned and purposed to destroy the works of the enemy. And this is why I love being a Christian today. Because behold, the works of the enemy have been destroyed. And there is no stronghold that can withstand me as a child of God. Once you know your position in the word of God and you know where you are positioned by Christ Jesus, you will stop getting worried. You will walk in the confidence of what it takes knowing who you are. Amen. Praise be to God. Let me tell you, Obama's daughters today, I look at them and I'm like, oh my goodness, these brilliant girls. They are not worried. Security is there for them. Money is there for them. People are there at their service. And what makes you afraid? Amen? You're one person who should not be worried or afraid of anything. Something called a high blood pressure struck my blood pressure. Who said it's your blood pressure? It's not. You can speak it out of existence. I am believing that we have come to a time in the Word of God that we are able to see the people, the person operating behind the curtain. And if the person operating behind the curtain is not aligned by the Word of God and is not somebody who belongs to your kingdom, you speak to that person behind the curtain and tell them, cease your activities in Jesus' name. You know, brethren, we have been bothered by people so much. It's because we do not know what our position is in Christ Jesus. Amen. I love a testimony that Brother Wilson gave one time. He walks into a place of work, and this person is on you every day, every day. Excuse me. Lord, cause a shift for this person. Amen. Yes, whatever shift you're going to cause, whether you're going to move locks around or what you're going to do, but cause some instability in this place so that this person can be moved. Because we do have some people who do not belong into our kingdom. And when they're in places of authority, they are there vexing you every day. Amen. There are some things, Brother Munene, you don't need to stay the whole day praying and fasting. You need to address them and look at them in their eyes and say, I believe there is going to be a shift soon. And you leave it there. And you wait for a physical manifestation of the shift because of who we are in Christ Jesus. So man in the Garden of Eden has sinned and man has fallen. And God looked at the fellowship that existed originally. When God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he told them, I will be coming to check on you. That is how beautiful the original relationship between man and God was. And God visited them in the cool of evening every day. I've been asking myself, the serpent was created as other animals were created. So what spoke through the serpent? What addressed Eve through the serpent? It was the power of evil. And because God knew that the power of evil existed right before he created the world, he formed a plan and created a strategy to destroy that power of evil once and for all. And therefore, even as the power of evil spoke to Eve and Eve fell, God already had a plan. And that's why the Bible says that Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God strained from the foundations of the world. And therefore, before God created the world, he had already formed a redemption plan for man. Amen. And that is why we are not afraid today of the things that are happening in our lives. I bless the Lord because when the woman had fallen, the Lord said, I put an enmity between you and the serpent, and between your seed and the seed of the serpent. Amen. I thank God because of the enmity that he's able to create between me and my enemies. And when something comes forth from me, I who have been born in the Spirit of God, when I speak forth, because of the enmity that God has created between me and those enemies, things have got to change. Amen? And out of that, the Lord purposed that, behold, this woman has fallen. And let me tell you, very wonderful things happen when people have fallen. Amen? Oh, my goodness. Even when the power of evil today speaks and a man falls, I bless the Lord. Let me tell you, this is why I'm not quick to raise a finger. Because when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon a man who had fallen yesterday and had committed adultery, let me tell you, David was in it. And people rose up and said, let us stone him, let us kill him. But blessed be the name of the Lord, he had gone back with the Lord and had settled his deals. So let us not be quick to judge, especially people of our kingdom. Let us be quick to pray for them. Let us be quick to say words that will redeem them and bring them back into their kingdom. Because does Kevin cease to be my son because Kevin sinned against me yesterday or offended me yesterday? He is my son by blood. Amen? We are sons of God by the redemption of the blood of Jesus. We cannot be changed by anything. Nothing can change that fact. Amen? So we need to acknowledge who we are in Christ Jesus and abide by who we are and who we have been made. And therefore, Adam and Eve have fallen. The Lord has created a redemption plan. And the Lord speaks to Abraham one day. Praise the Lord. In the strategy of redemption, God purposed to create a nation that is going to be after him. A nation that is going to be called by his name. And therefore, he takes Abraham and tells him, Abraham, from the look of things, I want to restore the fellowship that existed between me and Adam. And I can't do it in the situation you're in. So leave. Do you know how much talk was in that village when Abraham was leaving? Oh my goodness. Like the talk that you hear from unbelievers today. Sister Mercedes. Oh, it's because she didn't get this in this city. oh, it's because this man has been barren. The wife has been barren all the years. They don't even have a son. That's why he wants to leave. What is he telling us that God said? In what ages has God been speaking? They want to go away and hide in a far country. The Lord spoke. When they start talking like that, you're in the plan of God. When they start talking like that, can you move on? And therefore, God set Abraham aside so that he could restore that broken fellowship that was between him and Adam. And so that he could create a nation. Let me tell you, there are things I love in the plan of God. Sarai, when you deal with unbelievers, there is a problem. When a believer is yoked with an unbeliever, there is a problem. And that's why the Lord says, do not walk with them as though you are yoked together. For can two walk together unless they agree? You have got to have a covenant with the person you are walking with. And if there is no covenant, go before the Lord and let the Lord create a covenant and create a conducive environment so that you are able to walk together. Amen? So Abraham had this wife, Sarah. And Sarah was a great helper. But Sarah reached a point, she was like, aye, this man said we leave, and we left. And now here we are. For how long is this going to be? Every time this man goes up the mountain, he comes back and tells me the Lord said. Thus said the Lord. I mean, I'm old now. How long are we going to be waiting? And you can imagine, let me tell you, you would better be on top of a house than live with a grumbling wife. This woman was grumbling every day. Every day, until finally she came up with a solution. And let me tell you, the solution that she brought to Abraham was from an Egyptian woman. Wasn't that a first mistake? God had made Abraham a selected nation, a holy nation, a set-aside nation. And then you take a woman called Hagar and bring her to him. Mistake number one. You cannot put water and paraffin together and expect them to mix. There is going to be a problem. So when the problem arose, here is Hagar wondering, now what did I do? I didn't do anything because Hagar was a servant. Hagar was not an heir. She did not have the seed of an heir in her. She was a servant. How do you bring a slave, a bonds woman? How do you bring her? She's bound and bring her and graft it with a seed. Those two are not going to work. What is going to come forth is a Washington Naval College without a knowledge in it. Without a seed in it, it does not have the power to multiply and bring forth what is righteous and what is holy. Amen? And that is why the Bible says about Hagar that when she had left one morning, because let me tell you, people of God, I love the way the Lord has worked over the years. When a woman realizes that this is my position and I have power backing me right here because Abraham is a man of God, Sarai wakes up one morning and says, I know what my position is. This woman does not belong. And this boy doesn't belong either. So these two have got to go. Do you know the pain that was in Abraham? Because that was his first seed. That was the first child he ever saw on the face of the earth. And the same woman who brought him the woman now is here saying, excuse me, the Lord has said to me, these two have got to go. How much pain do you think it is as you pack that bread and give them that water and set them out into the wilderness? And you watch your own son leave because he can't abide with this woman of the covenant anymore. And I bless the Lord because when Hagar had cried and had said everything, she knew what to say. Her cry would not have reached God. Remember, she was an Egyptian. And the tribe of the Egyptians in the plan of God had been a cursed tribe. It was not going to change now that Sarai had taken this woman and brought the woman to Abraham. So Hagar had been there crying. But when the angel of the Lord appeared to her, the angel said, I have heard the cry of your lad. Because the lad had an adulterated seed in him. The son was the seed of Abraham. And therefore when the seed cried, the open heavens heard. What we need to identify is the seed by which we operate. Because by that seed, we are able to call on the open heavens and there is going to be an answer. Amen? People have been crying about deaths in Dallas. And one man of God in this house has said, we need to arise and pray. When he said it the first time, I was like, why? Because the Lord harvests and the Bible says that the Lord delights in the death of a righteous. So if the Lord is taking people in his harvest, then what? until, let me tell you, 1, 2, 3, and I said, no. Lord in heaven, stop this for us. Because sure, I think there are many people in this nation who could be harvested. So Lord, do not harvest our people anymore. Change the plow line. Amen? Yes, Lord, cause a shift for us. Because we have been through this week after week after week. Lord, cause this lane to stop. Amen? And I bless the Lord because when the Lord cried and the open heavens heard, there was an answer, which has established Ishmael to date. Because Ishmael was a seed of Abraham. Amen? So what I'm telling you, brethren, is that in the word of God, if you miss, the consequences will still be there. Amen? So the Lord raised a nation for himself in Abraham. Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus Christ, addressing the disciples, said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. You want life, you can only find it in Christ Jesus. You want to know the truth which will set you free, it's only in Christ Jesus. Amen? You want to know the way to heaven, you've never walked that way before, but if you walk with Jesus, he will show you every way. The Bible says about Jesus that he did not need the witness of man about another man because he knew all men and he knew what was in men. If you want to know men and what is in men, abide in Jesus Christ. And when you ask him through the power of the Holy Spirit, he will let you know. Amen? We have no business looking for the sorcerers and getting cast, as in the Bible, about those who consort with mediums and sorcerers. You don't need to consort there. Consort from the heavens and the Lord will speak unto you. Amen? If you're in a relationship and you're not sure whether that relationship is right, seek from the Lord. Amen? If you have some people, you have some neighbors who are bothering you every day and you're not sure of their activities, seek from the Lord. Amen? Because he is able to minister unto you, he's able to speak unto you. Because you're coming to him in sincerity and in the spirit. So Abraham is taken by the Lord in the redemption plan of God. And Haggai and the son are set aside. Because believe you me, when the Lord is set on a salvation plan for a man, no devil, no spirit, no nothing can stop him. That is why it is important to commit our own people, now that we have known the truth, commit them to the kingdom of God. Yes. Amen? And bring them to the house of the Lord and plant them in the house of God. When we reach a point of talking about the responsibilities that we have in the word of God, we will be talking about that. What power are you entitled to? What can you do? If I sign a check today, like I oftenly do, or I even give Kevin my check, like yesterday, I said, he called me and I was sleeping, and I said, son, take my checkbook with you. He takes a checkbook and goes, writes a check, and puts my signature on. Do you know nobody knows that that's not me who signed that check? But by virtue of him carrying my checkbook and it having my name, when he puts a signature there, do you know it will be honored? Amen. We need to be careful though. We have some principles about the word of God that do not change. And one of the principles about the word of God is that it produces after its own kind. The word of God produces after its own kind. It will produce whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, whatever is of good virtue, and whatever is of place. Those things that you are to think about, that is what the word of God will produce. It will only produce those things that are after the Spirit of God. Anything else that comes and gets mixed into it, you can clearly tell, that is not Sister so-and-so. Something is not right. Something is not working well. And let me tell you, once you tell, what do you do with it? Amen? It's not for public. It is for you and your closet, you and your knees. Amen? The word of God produces after its own kind. It has an identity that cannot be stolen. And that is why when you print something today, do you know nobody else has your thumbprint in the world? Only you have got your prints. The Lord has created it such that once you print your thumb somewhere, once you put your fingerprint somewhere, only you can be detected. When you put the word of God somewhere into a situation, let me tell you, you leave those prints there. And I don't care how long that situation takes. I have been there way too long to tell you I know it. Yes, When a situation becomes a problem and you address it and use the word of God on it, give it time. The Lord spoke unto the fig tree in the morning, and by evening it was dry. I don't care how long my evening takes to come. But if a situation is not aligned with the word of God, its evening will surely come. Because when you identify it and address it, it will surely come to an end. Praise be to God. And the second principle about the word of God is that it has a multiplication power. Just like the Lord spoke it once in the beginning and it has continued to multiply, it has a multiplication power that brings abundance to men. You can read about that in the book of Genesis, chapter 16, verse 10, and chapter 17, verse 2. The abundance power, you can even read about it in the book of Galatians. Somebody get to Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7. Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7. Brother Julius, are you there? Hey, hurry up. Hurry up, Brother Julius. Julius is a neighbor back home, and let me tell you, he's such a delight. Julius' mother was one of those ladies that I would mention as my mother. They brought me up, and so when I went home, I was so delighted when she came one morning to visit me and brought me a cup of porridge. That's the kind of a child I still am. Praise the Lord. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. What you sow is what, if you plant one corn of maize, don't expect a whole bunch of beans from it. What you sow is what you shall reap. And the reaping is always an abundance. Because one seed has been buried, it will bring forth a multiplication. So whatever you sow, so shall you reap. That's where we get very careful what we plant. Number three, it has an investment power. If a man casts his bread in many waters, he will find it in due time. Amen. Did about that in the book of John chapter 12 from verse 24 and verse 25. Jesus died for us. Hence, we are not alone today. That is why we are all of us in this building this afternoon. Because Jesus has died for us and made us. Principle number four is that it has a purpose. Somebody read with me in the book of Isaiah chapter 55 verse 10 and 11. Isaiah chapter 55. Verse 10 and 11. Amen. Praise be to God. Once the word of the Lord has come forth from his mouth, it will not return unto him void. It must prosper in what it was sent for. Amen. Once the word of God has come in your life to cause you salvation, to cause you prosperity, it doesn't matter who is standing there and who doesn't want to prosper. You know, brethren, we have been so worried about what so-and-so says and who doesn't like you and who thinks evil of you. Quit it. Amen. Let me tell you, I have reached a point of my life that I have found rest in Christ Jesus. It does not matter who doesn't want what for me or who is standing in the way. God is able to cause just the slight shift so that I can pass. It doesn't matter how hard the crowding may look. The word of God spoken upon my life for my goodness and my wellness. When the Bible says that the kingdom of God is for me and my children, period. When the Bible says that have been given unto me for signs and wonders, that's it. It doesn't matter who doesn't like that. It doesn't matter that the devil doesn't like it. It doesn't matter what he does. That's not going to change the word of God spoken over me and them. Amen? So long as you know what the Lord says about you and your children and your brethren and the people who are related to you, about the people that you pray for, then rest in the Lord. Because that is not going to change. Amen? The Lord has made a purpose. One, to destroy all the works of the enemy. So anything in, that is targeted towards your life to destroy you will not destroy you, because the Lord is standing right there to destroy it. That is why we have shock absorbers in our cars. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter what bump I may hit. I was telling Kevin the other day, Kevin, did somebody hit a bump with that car? He said, Mom, you imagine way too many things. It doesn't matter what bump I hit, because I have some shock absorbers, which will absorb the shock. Yes? It did, the Lord did not say that things will not come unto us. He said the trials and temptations of a righteous man are many, but the Lord delivers you from them. Capital letters, all. So let them come. Because when the devil comes to you like a flood, behold, he will raise the standard. Amen. When will you ever experience a standard raised except the devil comes in like a flood? When will you ever experience God as a healer except you were sick and the Lord healed you? Or except a cross person was sick and you were praying and believing God for healing and the Lord comes and presents a healing? Amen. We need to have personal experiences in our lives. So that when I tell you purity, I was a teacher for 12 years. And these are the results that I produced. I give them unto you purity. Scrutinize them and see the results that I have produced in my experience of teaching. What will you present? What will these kids have to remember as the experiences of their mother with God? Today there are some things I'm not struggling with. I was telling my mother last night, I said, Mom, whatever happens when Dad left, there are things that have left an impact in my life. And there are things that I'm speaking to my children every day. Because some battles they don't have to fight. They have been fought in the past and they have been won. And those words have been spoken down the generations. So when you're here speaking words that will affect you and affect the coming generations, keep speaking them. I have realized that the Lord will make men arise and speak things in your life that when he manifests them, nobody has a question. Amen. That is why when the brethren, Brother Dungo and Pastor Purity and Pastor Tony come and sleep here praying and they're mentioning Mama Caro before the throne of grace, praise be to God. Those things that God causes them to speak that time will take a physical manifestation in my life. And people will be wondering, how comes this tree is always green? Because the Lord has caused people to speak in your life. Amen? That is why it is so important to keep praying for each other. To keep in close fellowship with each other. And that is why the apostles were able to overcome by the power of the blood and the confession that came from their mouths. Because they were always knit together. They always spoke well of each other. If you want to succeed today, speak well of each other. Pray with each other every day. Amen? That is a part of what makes you the original seed of God. Anything that is besides that, that causes slander, that causes gossip, excuse me, it cannot be born together with the word of God. You cannot graft the two together. Because you cannot have results. Amen? The word of God goes on to tell us in the book of John chapter 6 and verse 44. That no man can come unto Christ except the Spirit of God draws him. So man has sinned in the Old Testament. The Lord has formed us a plan to redeem man. And the Lord has brought us all through the time of the prophets. And walked with Abraham, Jacob, Isaac. Walked with all of them. Made them great stars of faith. And now he has brought us to Jesus Christ. Amen. If you look at that whole lineage and scrutinize it. You're not going to find perfect men in it. I thank God because he doesn't deal with perfect men. And God is not looking at your perfection. He's looking at you because in your weakness, he's going to make you strong. You know, we have people in the house of God who will never think about anything else except they are full of blame, they are fault finders, they are witch hunters. They are looking at every single thing that you did wrong. And that's the slightest opportunity they want to tell you, you know, you did wrong here. Even when you are forgiven, even when you have done what the Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 3, and you have repented about it, they still want to prick you every day. Excuse me, I'm forgiven and washed with the blood of Jesus, and I'm determined to move on. Excuse me, pave way for me. Weacha kunifugia mlango we. Amen? Oh, there's nobody in the house who did not hear that, is there? Let nobody close the door for you because it's time to move on. Amen. And therefore, every man is drawn into, it is not by mistake that you are a Christian today. Don't let anybody look down on you. And this is what Paul was telling Timothy. The fact that you are a young person should not let anybody look down on you. I am saved by the grace of God. I am positioned in this church in Dallas by the grace of God. Amen? So why are you on my case every day? Uh-huh. So Swahili, let me tell you, I love those kangas. I keep correcting them all the time. One says, usinione chuki. Amen. I thank God because of this brother. Just leave him next time he comes up. There are good things on this altar, so he can keep coming up here because he doesn't destroy anything. He's not destructive. Amen. Usinione chuki. If I'm blessed, bless the Lord for it, because you are in line to be blessed tomorrow. The Lord, you have only drawn closer to your blessing by my being pushed forward. Yes. By Sister Mercedes getting a promotion, we have only drawn closer, each one of us, so that we are going to be blessed soon. Amen? Amen? We are all aligned up for promotion. Amen. So bless the Lord that our sister has found favor with the Lord and has been promoted. Amen. So once the Spirit of the Lord has drawn you unto Christ, brethren, don't let anything get you out of there. Paul was asking, what will get us out of the goodness of the Lord? And he outlined all those things, and even in them included his death. So stop getting worried about the way things are turning. Oh, the financial crisis, oh, the economy, oh, the recession. That is not enough to get you out of the goodness of the Lord. I am so blessed. As I was doing this research, I found wonderful things and wonderful promises in the Word of God that we do not just need to recite. These are things that we need to engrave in our hearts about the things that the Lord promised, even from the past, that he would do in a time like this. The promises of his defense during times of war, the things that he will do unto us during times of famine, all these things are clearly outlined in the Word of God. So long as you are positioned with the Word of God, then do not be afraid. You don't need to have your blood pressure going up. No. Don't let your stress levels go up. Amen? Abide in the Lord and rest in the Lord. Because it is not in a job. Amen? I blessed the Lord the other day. Food was landing out in my house. And after I came back from Kenya, I was like, okay, now Lord, I'm believing in you. And one of the brothers calls me and says, I want to see you. When can I see you? Can I come to your house? And I was so strict, because it is good to be strict about things. And I said, you can see me between 6 and 7 tomorrow. So Kevin comes from upstairs and says, Mom, there is somebody who is parking their car outside and sounds like that is Swahili music. And within myself, I'm like, I said, it's all right. If they're coming to our house, they'll come. Because in our neighborhood, there won't be anybody who is having Swahili music there. Okay, then I remembered, brother so-and-so was supposed to come. I said, Kevin, we are expecting somebody. And somebody walks and pulls his car next to my garage and says, open your garage. And stocked our freezer until Kevin had to remove some things from the freezer and put them in the fridge in the house. These things will walk with us and march with us, because let me tell you, so long as we are serving the Lord, I said to this brother yesterday, I said, brother, you will never know what a blessing you are in my life, because incidentally, it's not a brother that we have time to talk. Yeah? We don't even have time to share a conversation on the phone. But this is one brother that the Lord uses to supply my house. One time, even when we were not talking, I was out of flour in my house. And I said to Kevin, don't worry about it. The Lord will provide. I mean, I've gone to a point in my life where the Lord provides everything. Let me tell you, my life is a trusting in the Lord. Amen. If I don't trust upon the Lord, I can't put gas in that car. Amen. It is all a trusting in the Lord. Amen. It is a life of the Lord will come and the Lord will do it. Let me tell you, to get to that point, I've been through valleys, up mountains, I've been in the wilderness, I've been everywhere, name it. But I bless the Lord. The Lord spoke to this brother and I didn't do it. So we come to church and we are getting out of church and he says, come with me to my car. Praise be to God. I'm not very good at obeying commands, especially depending on where they're coming from. And therefore I said, okay. He opens his trunk and gives me some 20 pounds of ugar. And I said to Kevin, this is how the Lord provides. These are things that Kevin should be able to use in the future. in those later days. Yesterday we are working on our garden, and I said, Kevin, you need to teach your sons how to work on a garden. Teach them how to work on a kitchen garden, because I'm not doing this because I didn't need to do it. But you need to learn it. You need to know how to work there. And I said, Kevin, back in your history, if you look at the recession times, those people who were able to benefit were people who had kitchen gardens. So it is not evil to plant a tomato in a tree and watch it grow and see the marvelous works that the Lord does as this plant grows. And you figure out that there are all these tomatoes inside it. Amen? So continue teaching your sons the things they need to learn. Continue speaking them to your daughters so that tomorrow they will become good wives. Amen? And therefore, in the salvation plan of the Lord, let us get back there. In the book of James chapter 1 and verse 18. In his own will. Somebody get there and read that for me. And I think we might have to continue this lesson some other day. Pastor, we may be running out of time. How many more minutes do I have? Pastor, how many more minutes can I use? About 10 minutes. Okay. Kevin, what did you say? All right, thank you, son. Somebody read for me in the book of James chapter 1, verse 18. Purity. How long is it taking you to get there? We have been begot. The word begot means... It depends on what Bible you are reading. My Bible, by his own choice, he gave us a new birth. Being born again means you have got a new life. The old is gone and the new has come. You are now a new creation. There is no condemnation for you because now you have a new birth. And now you are in Christ Jesus by the message of truth. So that you may become a first fruit. Amen? Of his creatures. So once you have been begot in the word of God and you have gotten a new life, you do not walk in the old ways. The sinful nature, the Adamic sinful nature is gone. You are now a new creation. You are not a slave to sin anymore. And by what will have we been born? It is all in the will of God. It is not by the choice of men. I want to tell you, if the American president was going to be asked who would be born again today, according to his will, he would choose everybody he knows before you can be reached. And that is why I thank God, because it is by the will of God. He has selected me and chosen me by his will, not by the decision of men. And that is what the Bible says in the book of John chapter 1, verse 13. Read that quickly, somebody. John chapter 1, verse 13. Born of the will of God. Amen. You have not been born by the decisions of men. If it were for that, let me tell you, brethren, some of us would not be found. But now you are found because by the will of God, you are born again. Pastor Tony, if the preachers knew that, they would stop quarreling and fighting with each other. Because they are born by the will of God. And by the grace of God, are they sustained today? So when I look at the Kenyan preachers and the way they behave, I'm like, excuse me, pave way for the flock. Amen? Because everybody is fighting the other. What are we fighting for? You have been begotten by the will of God. You have been positioned in God's kingdom by the will of God. It's not by the doing of men. And every one of us has got a position in Christ Jesus. So why don't you sit in your position and get comfortable in your position in Christ Jesus? Just like you have an apartment, you have a house which you stay in. And Mama Caro cannot walk into your bedroom. That is invasion of your privacy. And that is why I asked at some point, how much personal space do we have in the kingdom of God? Because we have way too much intrusion in our private lives, in our walk with Christ. Give me some personal space so that I may talk with Jesus, so that I may have the ministry of the Holy Spirit in my life, so that I may walk a daily walk with Jesus. Because what I need is to walk daily with Christ. Because by the will of God have I been born again. By the doings of Christ am I found today. Amen. So we are here today not because man wants us to be here. If it was by the decision of the president of Kenya, bet you me, I would not be found here. If it was by the decision of the most senior person in your family, there would have been a better person to sit in the things that you sit in today. To dwell where you dwell today. But bless the Lord, it is by the will of God. Amen. And that is why the Lord has looked at some of us and decided you will not be blessed so long as I keep you here. At some point, I was going to be sharing, and Pastor, we did not get to that point because when Pastor wanted me to share that message, I was not able to. About people who are earmarked for a blessing. The Lord does not take a people and draw them out of their nation and take them into another nation, regardless of the wilderness you have been through. The Lord only earmarks people who are blessed and destined for a blessing and takes them to another country. So you are not in America because you wanted to be here. You are here because of the plans and the purposes of the Lord. And there, it does not matter what job you are doing. Do you know it's not by a job? It is not by the jobs that we are doing that we are going to be blessed. Amen? That is why you heard Pastor Wilson the other day say on this pulpit that he walks into a job and somebody calls him and says, this is $100 for your lunch. Uh-huh. Because it's not by the things that we do that we are going to be blessed. And we are not just blessed financially. Most likely, if I lived in Kenya, being a last born in our family, let me tell you, I would not have been prospered in the spirit as I am prospered now. And the Bible says, may you prosper even as you're prospered in the spirit. Amen? And therefore, it is by the doings of the Lord, it's by the will of God that we have come as far as we have come. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, that you are born by the spirit of truth, which is in Christ Jesus, into the kingdom of God. Amen? And in verse 7, the Bible says that we have received redemption and forgiveness of sins through his blood, according to the riches of his glory. Amen? Please go and read that in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 to 7. It is by the richness of Jesus Christ's grace that we have come this far. Had it not been for him, we would not be who we are in him today. Amen? In the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1 to 2, the Bible says that what manner of love is this that our Father has bestowed unto us, that we should be called sons in the kingdom of God. What manner of love is this? All those titles that I would not have been worthy of being called, I am now called by virtue of Jesus Christ dying on Calvary for me. And that is why I've said, once we have known the word of God and what the word of God has done in our lives and the way it has changed our position, we will be able to abide in it. Regardless of who is living next to you. Regardless of who your neighbor is. David reached a point and said, even if you put my bed in the devil's kingdom, praise the Lord. It does not matter where you may position me. I will still thrive because Jesus Christ is on my side. It does not matter by what thorns we place you. Those thorns will not harm you because the richness of the graces of Christ will help you to go through. Praise be to God. I bless the name of the Lord this morning. Sister Mercedes, the grace of the Lord accompany you. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, the Bible says that by grace you are saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Amen? It is a gift that we have received from God. If somebody brings me a gift, excuse me, it's written my name. What is this that you would not take kuchugulia kila wakati? You still want to take my gift and check in it? It is my gift. The Lord has given me a gift of salvation in my life. Amen? I am shocked and surprised at the kind of things that bother us Christians. It is a time for every Christian to grow. Amen? If the Lord has given you a ministry and the Lord has spoken to you about the women ministry, it doesn't matter whether you're going to be here alone. The Lord will bring them as you move on. Amen? If the Lord has spoken something about hospitality to you, my sister, keep moving on. Because it is in the faithfulness of that gift that the Lord has given you that you are going to be promoted. That's why we are complaining. Oh, she gets promotions all the time. Oh, she, excuse me. You align yourself. Yeah, we pata nafasi yako bwanacha kunisumbua. All the time you are in my, let me tell you, brethren, so long as you know what your position is in Christ Jesus, you will be able to move on because he is the way for you. He is the truth for you. He is the life for you. He has made a way for you. And nothing is in that way. It doesn't matter that there may be a valley, fine. So long as I go through the valleys as dark as the valley of death and I'm going with him, don't worry about me. Because I will emerge on the other side, not smelling smoke. Amen? I will emerge on the other side. You know, times we go through things. Like there was a time I went through real tough stuff and the pastor, I could tell from his voice. What's this? He had mercy upon me. And let me tell you, Catherine, during those times, you can't do anything. You can only go to the presence of God and say, Lord, help her to drink from that cup and drink the dregs. You know that uzungu of unakunywa unabakisha kidogo? I tell people, in the kingdom of God, things don't work like that. Once you have a cup, drink it and shake it and drink the dregs so that you don't get a full cup tomorrow. I don't want to keep getting these cups. Allow me to cross my eyes and swallow the dregs. Because once I have swallowed them, I'm done with that cup. The painful moment is when you have to swallow those dregs. But once you have swallowed them and have gone through you, believe you me, you are that son who the Lord says, I am proud of you. And that is what became in the kingdom of God. When Jesus hung on the cross and became a curse. The Bible says that cursed is the man who hangs on a tree. When Jesus Christ hung on the tree for me, that is when things got changed around. And that is why he said, Father, why have you forsaken me? Because God would not have looked at him at that point. He had become sin, the sin of the world. And that is why when we sing, I may not know the cost that it took. It took Jesus Christ on the cross for me. And that is why I have respect for everybody who's been born again in the blood of Jesus. By the confession of their mouths, they are born again. Behold, they've been positioned in the kingdom of God. They have become Christ's children. They have become sons in the kingdom of God. They are co-heirs with Christ Jesus. I have no right, I have no authority to question that. Because it was not by my will, it was not by my decision. I was not called to be a signatory in that meeting. I was not called to seal it, but it was sealed by the blood of Jesus. If it has been sealed by the blood of the Lamb, praise be to God, hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, as I was preparing for this message, the Lord was ministering unto me that we even have people in our midst who don't talk to sister-in-laws or brother-in-laws because they feel they have been so offended. Do you know you have no business carrying anybody's burden? And so long as, let me tell you, until I went to search where that truth comes from, I think I shared it with one of the members in the church, that so long as you have an unforgiving spirit inside you, or you're not able to forgive so-and-so because of something they did to you, you are enslaved to that person. I don't want to become anybody's slave. The Waswahili people in our country said, Mwacha mila ni mtumwa. Our traditions are in the word of God. Mila zetu are in the word of God. And I want to be so grounded in them that all I think, all I commemorate, all I, you know, all the things that I visualize are in the word of God. That is why Joshua reached a point and said, teach these words to your children. Hang them on your doorposts. Let them memorize them. Let them speak them over and over and over again. Because the more you speak them, the more they're engraved inside you. And that is all that will be coming from within you. And that is why you will be a blessing to a person every time you open your mouth. Because all that flows from within you is as sweet as honey. Amen. Praise be to the name of the Lord. I think my 10 minutes are over. There are some three things, Pastor. I will continue from that there next time. And please not next Sunday because I'll be out of town. Praise be to God. There are some three things I want to read to you before we finish that are going to carry you along in the coming times. And when you hear that people are going to be leaving soon, tell them I am not going anywhere because the Lord did not minister that unto me. All those people who are saying, oh, the world is ending. Now, Kevin, what day did you tell me it's supposed to end again? You said it's supposed to be some date in 2012. Because this morning I was talking to Kevin and I said, Kevin, oh my goodness, we are still here. He said, what? He didn't even know the world was ending yesterday. And so I told him, Kevin, the world was going to end yesterday. He said, no, it's supposed to end in 2012. And I said, if I didn't go anywhere yesterday, even then, I'm still going to be here. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Job chapter 6 and verse 19. This is something, as I was doing this research, I came across and it blessed me. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. Yeah? In 7, there shall no evil touch thee. In famine, he shall redeem thee from death. And in war, from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue. Neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with you. Verse 25. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thine offsprings as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come at thy grave in full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Praise be to God. Something else that I came across that really blessed me, that I'm believing you will be able to take you for the next few days. The Bible says in the book of Psalms chapter 37 and verse 18, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine shall they be satisfied. Praise be to God. And in the book of Exodus chapter 8 and verse 23, the Bible says, and I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. Amen. The Lord has put a division between you who is a believer and them who are non-believers. And because of the protection that the Lord and the hedge that the Lord has put allowed you, there are things that you would have been expected to experience, but you will not experience them because of the gap that the Lord has put between you. That division is so clear that nobody is able to cross over. So don't worry, they're not going to cross over to find you. So abiding in the promises of God is what is going to keep us. This word of God, eat from this word of God, dwell in this word of God, hide this word of God in your heart. Everything shall come to an end. But one thing, the word of God. I've been asking myself, when the trumpet sounds, what is this that will arise from the remains of man? What is it? And I remembered that there was this one prophet who, when he died, his bones were enough to bring life to another person because of the word of God that he had hidden in him. If everything shall come to an end, hide the word of God in yourself. And when the Lord calls, that word of God will respond. Amen. Raise on your feet. Let us stand up. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Lord, through eternal ages let his praises be. Glory in the highest I will. Once more, let's get back on that. My sister, I came in without notice. Sorry about that. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. In the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the Holy Standing on the promises of God. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you this morning. It is by virtue of your promises that we have come this far, Almighty God. And now we are entrusting ourselves fully unto you, O Lord, as you continue to remind us of all these things that you have done in our lives, as you continue to minister unto us about our position in you. We pray, King of Glory, that all these promises that are real, yea and amen, because you are not a man that you would lie, will continue to manifest themselves every day in our lives. And that all those who look unto us will say, surely there is a difference in these people because they are called by the name of their Lord. We worship you, we exalt you. We, Almighty God, pray this day that you will hide us where the enemy cannot find us, that you will keep us where the evil one will not find us. And even when he comes roaring like a lion, we bless you because your promise is that he will not devour us, because you have put a hedge around us. Thank you for the hedge that you have put upon our children. Thank you for the hedge that you have put upon our family members. Thank you, Almighty Father, because you will continue to reign, because you are God in our lives. As we break forth into this week, Almighty Father, we are trusting and believing that you will carry us through, because you are the Lord our God. Help us every morning to command the day, because you have put the power and authority in us by virtue of the Holy Spirit abiding in our hearts. For it's in Jesus' name we have prayed and believed. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful word. I take it to heart, and I know I've been ministered to the incredible resources that the Lord unleashes on our behalf. He has chosen us. That is one of the benefits that we have. He has loved us by his grace, the unmerited favor, his wonderful promises. Thank you, Lord, even for your resources that are just exposed to me. Thank you, Lord. We adore you. We exalt you. And Father, Lord, right now, I just want to declare a special blessing as we face this week. Lord, I pray that your word shall find room in our hearts, O God. Your word is a seed, O Father, even as it falls on the ground of our hearts. I pray that it will develop some roots, and those roots shall find their way, Lord, into a fertile ground, and that this word shall sustain us. That when we are discouraged, when we are going through a tough times, we will know that we are not by our own. That somebody had to die for us, and that we have been given a gift of salvation. And that somebody out there in the heavenly places is so concerned about us. Father, we thank you. As we face this week, Lord, I declare that everybody will enjoy this week in the name of Jesus. I declare your special favor of our lives as we go about our businesses, through our workplaces, as we drive through the streets of our city. I pray that we shall be protected in the name of Jesus. I declare, as your servant, none shall be sick this week. I declare that everybody will enjoy life in the name of Jesus. I declare that we shall enjoy both favor with God and with men in the name of Jesus. I declare that we shall be the salt of this city in the name of Jesus. I declare that everybody that we come into contact with shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. I declare that in every word that shall be spoken against us, Lord, it shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. I declare that we shall move by power and authority, confining the powers of evil in the name of Jesus. I declare that even as we sleep, O Lord, we shall enjoy our sleep, O God. We shall enjoy good dreams in the name of Jesus. I declare that we shall be hungry for God. I declare that we shall be thirsty for the Lord. I declare, Lord, that every single morning that comes by us, that we shall find time to spend it with you. The very first moments of that day, we shall spend it with you. Let it be a meaningful time where your spirit shall speak to our spirits in the name of Jesus. thank you, Father. This week I declare that we shall walk as men and women of nobility, men of loyalty, in the name of Jesus, carrying our lives and character. Oh, yes, as representing Christ here on earth. In the name of Jesus, whatever positions that you shall take us to, I pray that we shall represent you keenly. In the name of Jesus, may you surround us by your favor. May you surround us by your hedge of protection. In the name of Jesus, let every angel in heaven take charge over us. In the name of Jesus, protect our extended families in those far countries. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for our children. I declare that they shall be the head and not be the tail. We shall live to tell of the goodness of the Lord all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Look at the person standing next to you as we bid each other the words of the grace. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. May you have a blessed week. Thank you, Evangelist Noah, for that word that nourished our souls. May God bless you. And I think we have a cup of tea. Let us fellowship with each other. And please rest. Let us go to that funeral service for Sister Veronica Mwangi at 3.